Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 June 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a very special guest in a second. We're going to talk to Jason Nelson. I'm going to tell you why he's a special guest in a minute, because I think once you get to know this young man, you're going to find out that he deserves some accolades and some respect. And I talked to him on the phone weeks ago the first time. I was really thrilled to hear of his stand and of his knowledge of what's happening in this country. We're going to bring him up a few minutes and let him share the story with you, but don't go away. We're back with him. But don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday, I'll be in the office tomorrow, hopefully from 9 to 4 Eastern, to take your phone calls, answer questions, chat a while, whatever we want to do tomorrow. If we have time, we'll talk a bit. And if you ask questions about scriptural matters or spiritual matters, I'm here for that. If you just want to chat and have prayer together, I'm glad to pray with you. That's what we're here for. If you'll place an order or give a donation, Chris will be here. She'll be here to probably at least noon. She may have to leave a little early, but I'll be in office all day as far as I know. We want to hear from you, folks. If you want to place an order for sugar and fiber or somebody with a toothpaste or mouthwash, whatever, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, we'll tell you, the next time we're going to Bible study will be the first Saturday in July. Phil took the rest of the month off, folks. You know, he's recouping from his surgery on his hip, and he's doing okay. He and his family are on vacation. So we decided to take the rest of the month off and get back in the groove again the first Saturday of July for the next Bible study. Just mark it down. We certainly want you to join us, okay? Now, I'm going to read a couple of things here concerning our guest tonight. His name is Jason Nelson. Let me read to you just a few paragraphs on two different issues here, okay? Beef Company CEO. The climate change argument against cows is garbage, and we will not comply. The push to replace beef with other forms of protein has been ramping up in recent weeks. The communist globalist regime wants us to stop eating steaks and instead eat cricket burgers or lab-grown meat replacements for our protein. Ireland is even considering calling 200,000 cows to meet the climate change virtue signaling goals. But the regime and the globalist climate change argument is patently false, all based on unmitigated lies. And then, Beef Company CEO, I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag with mRNA injecting meat. Bless his heart. Quickly but quietly, Big Pharma and various state governments are working to inject beef and dairy cattle with mRNA vaccines. The practice has been happening with pork since 2018, and beef is next on the agenda. Now, folks, that's another reason why you should not eat pork, especially something you buy at a store. Jason Nelson, CEO of Whole Cows, have been watching developments closely. His Texas company, which specializes in self-stable freeze-dried meat for long-term storage, has vowed to never allow gene therapy cattle to enter the food supply through their products. I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag of mRNA-injected meat. That's why we're growing as quickly as possible so we can achieve the buying power to produce large amounts. We're relatively small but we want to have a surplus of tens of thousands of bags of beef by 2024. Now, folks, I admire this man's courage. He's a young man, 44 years old. I'm going to have him tell some of his story, man. I'm going to tell you something, what it's cost him to take a stand against the vaccine himself. Let's go ahead and bring Jason Nelson up. Jason, are you there?
Pastor, I am. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm glad to have you. It's an honor to have you. I do mean that. And thank you for your stand and what you've done already in a way of courage to stand against what's happening. And I want you to share, if you would, a little bit of a bio about who Jason is, what he does, and how you get involved in all this.
Pastor, first of all, I'm going to put you on the spot. I just heard you talk about how at any time tomorrow, people can call and take a moment and pray with you. So since this is such an important interview to me, having this opportunity to speak with you, would you mind opening us in a bit of prayer?
Of course not. Be honored to. Our Heavenly Father, come before you this evening. Lord, I want to thank you for the blessing you've given us throughout this whole day. Father, I don't know how to praise you enough just for the clothes on my back, the food in my belly, and a home to live in. I know, Father, that everything's not perfect the way we like to see it perfect, but we know that you're still on the throne. We know that nothing's going to happen, Lord God, that you don't allow for a purpose and for your glory. I ask you, Father, please tonight, you would guide our thoughts and our words, that what's being said may glorify you, Father, in all things. Give us courage to stand, Almighty God. Give us wisdom to honor you and answer the foolish who don't believe in you with the right words. And give us, Almighty God, the wisdom and the knowledge and all things we need for the future in this battle ahead of us. I thank you again for the precious price your Son paid on the cross of Calvary. Help us, Almighty God, to glorify you tonight, like I said. Help us to always, Father, uplift your name and tell others about your saving grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
So, I first of all, thank you for having us on. I those articles that you're quoting, I'm very grateful that there are people who are willing to print words that in some quarters nowadays would be considered almost treasonous to the atmosphere that they've created here, not only publicly, but administratively as a government. You see that we are moving very quickly towards taking away the ability to be self-sustaining, to have personal choice and free will. And as they continue to push this great American experiment away from where God has put us, I feel it's more important than ever right now that we can do anything and everything in our power to actively resist and to actively thwart any of their plans. And that is my primary driver every single morning when I wake up. I think of my children. I think of what I want for them. And then I think of all of the wonderful patriots, all of the wonderful God-fearing people in this country, every one of them who all deserve the same thing. And that is peace of mind and knowing that there are people who are willing to ensure that what's going into their bodies, what's sustaining their families, is pure, is clean, and is not going to harm them in the way that they are trying to harm us right now and through our food supply.
Amen. Well, tell the folks a little bit about we're going to talk about the beef and all that. We truly are, not because we're trying to necessarily sell tonight. Because I want you to understand the kind of heart this man has and what kind of stand he's taking. How many years were you in the military?
I did 19 and a half years between the Marine Corps and the United States Army Special Operations.
Would you tell the folks maybe a little bit about that, where you served, what you done, but also what happened to you right at the end?
Yes, sir. So I joined the Marine Corps on my 18th birthday. I literally stood on the yellow footprints, followed in my dad's footsteps. He was U.S. Army for my entire childhood. I grew used to the idea of moving every 2 years and When I was 18, that was just the natural pathway. I ended up at Parris Island, and I served 8 years in the Marine Corps. When I got out, I went to college. Once I learned to read, the Marine Corps wouldn't take me back, so I went and looked at Army Special Operations. That's a joke, by the way, Pastor. But I went and looked at Army Special Operations. I had a real desire to do psychological operations and civil affairs. And what that is and why that's so important to me is it's essentially the people who go out and directly interact in kinetic environments. And that doesn't mean necessarily a war. It could be a natural disaster. And they are direct interface in the worst places in the world where they create simple solutions for complex problems. And more importantly, we would do what we would call create a measure of effectiveness. And that's a tangible way to see that the changes that we implemented or the policies that we implemented with limited resources actually had the desired outcome. That's important because I did that for nearly 20 years. And I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I'm in no way a hero. So many people serve and so many people have done so much more than I have ever done. That said, I was very good at my job. I worked very hard at it. I was very proud of all the people that I was able to help, all of the teams that I was able to work with. I've worked with the militaries of over 75 nations in some capacity, training everyone from NATO troops in Europe, serving in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, all over the Persian Gulf, with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, other different deployments. But everything came back down to the same thing. My purpose for serving was to serve my nation, period. I really do believe there's a calling to do that. And then if you're capable of it, of serving, you should. That said, about 2 years ago, as you're aware, almost 3 years ago, it was 3 years ago when the pandemic, and I put air quotes around that, Pastor, when the pandemic hit. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't a sickness, but there definitely wasn't a pandemic as far as we had come to know them in civil affairs. As a matter of fact, within our own communities, we were questioning every single action that was being taken, both internationally and domestically, to combat what people were calling a pandemic, but they were doing the exact opposite of anything you would ever do in history. As a matter of fact, if you were to go back and look at every lesson we've learned in history when it comes to pandemics, we did the exact opposite of what you would do, almost as though we wanted people to suffer if we wanted this outcome. And during that process, we saw, of course, the advent of mRNA technology. It's been around for a couple of decades, failing miserably because it's just bad technology. And all of a sudden, it came to the forefront when they began suppressing the great work of so many doctors, whether it be Dr. Peter Bartlett, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. McCullough, all of the prophylaxis they were offering for COVID. They turned around and instead began to push and denied that prophylaxis, denied any treatment. My family experienced that firsthand. They did it so that they could allow this emergency use authorization for a vaccine. A vaccine that had never been tested, that had zero data, and they immediately, instead of, as they originally said, offering it to those who would be most in need and most at risk by their own metrics, they instead forced it on everyone, and that includes in the military where they put out a mandate. So I had been stationed in D.C. area, and I had had a couple of injuries that I was having treatment for, including I'm due for a dual hip replacement at the age of 44. My back is, you know, everything's wrong. But the military, having given me that much training, first in my class of battle staff, they were keeping me around to use me and my brain. But I saw through some friends at the Pentagon, I got the exact date that they would be putting forward a vaccine mandate, which was February 1st of last year. So as everyone will note, my retirement officially at 19 and a half years short of a full retirement package, meaning I gave up all of my benefits at 19 and a half years on January 31st of last year. And I made that decision because I would not take it. It's not something I encouraged every one of my troops to do the same. My wife and I had a heartfelt conversation, many of them. We prayed many times. I got the data directly from Dr. Teresa Long out of Fort Rucker. I got the data directly from many sources, and we knew we were right, and we knew that God said this was no matter what suffering would come to us from this, this was the right decision. And it cost us a lot of relationships. It cost us, we were labeled as kooks. We were told that we were insane for not taking this medication. Again, quotes around the word medication. But we feel it was the right stance. And I am now firmly aware that history is proving very quickly that that was the correct decision for my family. That was not not just for me, but for my family. And
let me ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Real yes, quick, please.
Jason, since how the military's had to back up on that and drop that mandate, can you go back and finish out your service for 6 months, say, and draw your pension?
I imagine that there's probably an availability for a recourse, sir. But one of the things that they didn't talk about during the pandemic was, and I'll give you an example, I had to have a hip surgery, and I had that surgery. And also I had a cancerous tumor in my shoulder I had to have removed, both in late 2019. Both of those surgeries were done with follow-up, and they were supposed to have follow-up surgeries in spring of 2020. They shut down everything. Everything. They stopped all treatment on all soldiers if it wasn't life, limb, or eyesight, which means all of us who were mid-surgery, who had body parts that weren't reconnected, and I do mean there were a lot of us, they just left us. They just left us to sit there and refuse to treat us because of COVID. And then afterwards, they let us go. So right now I probably could fight for it. But the truth is I can't walk. I could barely walk. I can't use my left arm. And so if they brought me back then, there's that. And then secondly, there's one other thing, and I'm going to be blunt about it. I wouldn't serve under Joseph Biden for all of the money in the world.
Amen.
For all the money in the world. I've already served under him, and I couldn't. I'm not going to lead troops to die in battles for bribes that he took. And I don't mean to bring that to your program. I know.
Well, that's fine. I agree. Matter of fact, I'm a Vietnam era vet, and I will never serve again, period, after what I've seen happen in many wars, including Vietnam War. That was a fake war. It didn't happen the way it's supposed to happen. We were lied to. It's just like we lied on World War I, World War II. Every war as a whole, we've been lied to about these things to get us into war. So I wouldn't serve, period. I wouldn't do it.
Well, sir, I saw our loyal interpreters falling out of airplanes because we abandoned them. So I couldn't agree with you more. The fall of Saigon and the fall of Kabul aren't very different. And we were lied to. We were lied to when we were forced to watch them traffic children in real time. We were forced to allow the rape of children and told that it was cultural.
Are you hearing this? This man was there and done this. Now, this is not even on topic yet. We ain't got the other good word about it yet. But this man saw them trafficking children, raping children, believe me, folks, it's still going on today. And your current president, and I'm sure many others have been involved in this from the top to bottom, just as senators and governors are involved in the same thing across the southern border. And I know that for a fact, from information sent to me, that the governor of Texas is probably involved in this also. Now, this, folks, this is for real stuff. Now, you can get upset if you want to. It doesn't change the truth. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, one thing that's interesting to me, Pastor, is let's be square about something, okay? There are more people in slavery right now, right at this moment in history, than throughout all of history. There are more right now at this, and I'm going to say something very upsetting right now, and I apologize, but I don't apologize. Right now at this very moment, sir, while we're talking, there's a 7 or 8 year old girl chained up in a basement somewhere that was snuck across the border just in the last couple days. It is not a speculation. It is a fact. It is a fact that that girl is waiting to be sold into sexual slavery. It is happening right now. It's not just treasonous what people are doing at our border. It is a humanitarian crisis that was created specifically for that outcome, for that girl to end up in chains. And I don't understand how at this point, with all of the facts that people have, it's not a great hidden conspiracy. They don't hide it anymore.
They don't have to. We turn a blind eye to slaughtering somewhere between 80 and 100 million babies in a womb. I know we protest and we're going to vote them out and all that, but over 50 years it did that with very little resistance. So why should we care about those who are being born as 5, 10, 10, 12, whatever? Boys and girls have been trafficked for sex and other things. I mean, our conscience has become seared, brother. As a whole, we're no longer vexed at all in our spirit because of what we're seeing. We become accustomed to it. Besides that, if we say too much, we'll lose our job or lose our stuff.
Well, I first of all, half the states in this union now allow children to be sterilized without any real medical advice given on the subject. There are 12 states that allow children to be sterilized without their parents being notified.
Yes.
It's almost as if somebody wrote a book about this, a whole book that talked about how we would have this moral failing, that we would see the gnashing of teeth and rendering of garments, this is what would happen. And this is what's happening right now. I always tell people, they say, well, do you think it's going to get better? And has God forsaken us? And I said, have you read the book of Revelations?
Amen. I just did a teaching last Wednesday night on Ezekiel 38, and it was entitled America's Destiny, and I'll be doing that at next Bible study. America is all through the scriptures, folks. It's not pleasant. And we got to move on to what we want to talk about tonight. But this, we're going to have you on again. I want you to come share what you've seen yourself on the border, what you've seen yourself in the military. You have almost 20 years in the military to understand these things. And it's much worse now than when I served. I was in from 67 to 71. It's much worse now than it was then, and I can only imagine the moral decadence of this military today and what's happening in the military. I just read for a fact that they're now going to let illegals into the military, and if they would join the military, volunteer to join, so they can get their quota up, by the time they get out of basic training, they'll be citizens of this country. They said 23% of American youth are either physically, mentally, or morally not capable of serving in the military. And I got thinking, how immoral do they have to be kicked out of the military today? I mean, what do they have to do? What's morals in the military? I mean, you can dress like a woman.
Maybe they're writing it. Maybe you need to read the way they wrote it, Pastor. Notice that they said morality reasons. Maybe what they mean
that's
is
the way around.
You have morals.
Good point. But let's get right real quickly, because I want to cover that you started a beef company. You're packing beef and doing that every way as possible, as natural as possible, what it's supposed to be. And you've heard they're going to make you do that, or try to make you do the mRNA vaccine in the beef. And tell us a little bit about your company and what made you say no as clearly as you did.
Sure, Pastor, and as you had said at the beginning, this is not a sales pitch, so I'm not here to talk about my company for the purpose. Matter of fact, I won't even mention the company. I'll tell you what, we'll just talk about why we did what we did. So last year, I had the opportunity.
By the way, feel free to mention company, because I'm going to get some of your beef, and I may ask you to be a sponsor if it's as good as what you think it is. But you feel free to mention your company. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But I want to get across the purpose. The reason you had reached out to me and the reason we're talking right now is because people need to hear the truth about the food supply chain. And if I can help, I want to be of help. But at the same time, what I just want is to spread as much awareness and facts as possible so that people can be prepared as possible. So I appreciate this opportunity. So what happened was that we last year, I after retiring, I ran for Congress. I got second place, first loser. And I still wanted to serve my community. And being disabled, there's not a whole lot I can do in a 9-to-5 sense. And what I did was I looked at what was going on in our community. We're an agricultural community, and there are just certain things that are available. So I said, I want to work with food. It's a supply chain issue. It's something I see. I read enough to know between Bill Gates buying up all the farmland and the Impossible Whopper and other things like that. I know what the target is. And after partnering with my brother and J.D. Rucker, we decided that we wanted to freeze-dry proteins. Proteins would be the most effective and efficient thing that we could do to provide people with sustenance in the time they would need it. through our searching, we wanted to find a source that we could guarantee from the moment it was born until the moment it was in your family's hands, that we could track every aspect of that, that it would be not only 100% American made and American processed and American packaged and all of that, but that it would be the cleanest beef, the safest beef that we could provide. And so the first question came in, well, what does that mean? What is the safest in the end? And what are the dangers? And so we had to look at everything from meat quality. Where does your meat come from? Is it coming from another country? I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but if you get meat that comes from anywhere than a local place, they bleach it. Were you aware of that?
Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not having my food bleached. I don't want my family
to eat it. Explain to them why they bleach it. Tell the folks why they bleach it.
Well, they bleach it for bacteria and sanitation. It's for traps.
There you go.
So they turn around, and that's just and again, I understand that with the large food supply chain, there are things that you do, and that was one of the things we looked at. And we said, well, there's a problem. First of all, so food fluctuates in prices, correct? So you have some years where they're paying farmers not to grow crops, and then you have right now five of our seven meat processing plants in the Waco region have shut in the last 6 months. I want people to understand that cattle right now is not expensive, but beef is expensive. And why is beef expensive? It's because there's a logjam. It's an artificial shortage. And the reason artificial is this is just a fluctuating time of income, but these are all of these companies run on razor thin margins. And so when they can't meet the demand, all of a sudden they go out of business. But ironically, that creates even less supply. And so the prices start to skyrocket. So we wanted to reach on price stability. That was one of the big things. So we said we need to take advantage of buying our cattle at these big board prices. So it's our cattle and sitting in a pasture grazing, and we can lock them in at a price that people can afford. And then the other thing is that we need to make it shelf stable. So that's where we came to freeze drying. The freeze drying technology has changed so drastically in the last couple of decades. And we were able to quickly build up a company to where we were able to process. We could process three full cows a day, meaning after it's gotten to us. And we do that in hand-carved beef cubes, pieces of chunks of beef that have been hand carved over right in Lot, Texas. Actually, our beef comes from just down at Bernard Cattle, which is our single source provider, and we have guaranteed contracts signed by all parties that not a single vaccine will be given to these. No mRNA technology will be introduced. That if it's so at any point, our relationship is completely done. And I check my cattle. When I say I check it, I mean I'm over there weekly on my cattle. Because my cattle is going to my family and those that my family care about, which are the great listeners that you have and all of the wonderful people that we've been able to reach so far. But the purpose was just very clear. They are taking away our food supply.
Yes, they are.
And if we don't start now and get as ahead as possible, and when I say that, I mean we literally reinvest every single penny into expanding operations strictly so we could get as much capacity. We've gone from
We have to take a break right now, Jason. Folks, grab the break phone calls at 844-769-2944. Told you it was a good guest tonight. Told you it was.
Satan's army roams the land. Seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back, and don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday, and Lord willing, be in office all day tomorrow. Chris will be here till probably at least noon. So if you have any questions, comments about orders, anything, call if you came before noon, because she'll have all the answers. Well, maybe I won't. She keeps up with all that very well. Has been for over almost 23 years working for me now. So you feel free to call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call us, save us some money. If you call 304-846-4448. Again, we're talking to Jason Nelson, and this man has been around, and I want to pick his brain some more on what he saw in the military with the child trafficking and other things. What he saw on the southern border, things that he's personally a witness, folks, not something he's making up, things he's personally witnessed. This isn't secondhand information, but now we're discussing his stand against being forced to jab our food supply with things that would kill us. And the folks, if you don't already know that the so-called vaccine, the jab, is killing people by the millions, then you certainly are either totally ignorant or willfully blind, one or the other. If you don't already know it, if you haven't seen it, haven't heard it, it's out there. No, you didn't hear it on ABC, CBS, CNN. They're going to hear it there. No way. But the truth is out there from many sources that are reliable sources. But nonetheless, They want to jab our food supply with it, with this so-called vaccine, and they've been known to pigs now for about 3 or 4 years. And that, again, folks, that's exactly why I tell people, don't eat pork. Not just because the Bible says it isn't good for you. It isn't good for you. But don't eat, especially if you buy it out of a store. Don't do it. You're harming yourself tremendously. But but we just try to tell you. You go ahead and tell us more what's going on there.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. So, you know, when you talk about the idea that people sit here right now and they're still sticking to this cult-like idea that these shots that they gave out were one, any sort of vaccine, two, had any sort of benefit that outweighed any sort of even potential risk, and three, that they aren't killing people. I find that shocking. We know what the excess deaths were. We know that cancer rates right now are skyrocketing in those who took the bivalent vaccines. We know this. This is new data coming out that is just shocking. And it's not the, you know, people that you would say that they might excuse and say, hey, you know, they missed a checkup during COVID. No, these are young people. These are people who maybe were previous cancer patients or who had benign tumors who all of a sudden developed virulent strains of cancer that killed them within 3 months. And you know, there's only so much anecdotal stories you can hear. I recognize that. And when you're compared to the monster machine of the mainstream media, I understand that. But how many doctors and Pastor, I mean, you've probably spoken with a number of them. How many doctors have come out? How many researchers? How many people who have nothing to gain, who have actually given up even more than I have, who've That's lost right. their professional licenses, who've lost their careers, all because they just wanted to speak the truth about this? And so if it's that unhealthy for us, why are they continuing to push it in any capacity? There's only two options I can think of. And one is that they are just making a lot of money and don't care. And the second one is that it's having the intended effect, that they're killing us. And I say it all the time. I say it on my Twitter account. It's at Real Jason Nelson. But I say it and people say it's hyperbole. And I don't think it's hyperbole. I think it's a fact. And I can point to the book of Revelations, or I can point to their own quotes. They believe that we're an overpopulated earth, even though we are not. They believe that we drain resources, even though we've gotten so much better about conservationism, not out of any moral, but just because it makes sense. And they've just made it very clear. They only want about 1 million people on this earth. They've said it. That's the actual number they've given. And people think it's good. They'll say you're a conspiracy theorist. How am I a conspiracy theorist if I'm just repeating their words?
Well, you know, to prove the point, the Georgia Guidestones, which God judged a while back.
Yes, he did.
Struck them down. But all they had to do is read it on there. You said it. They could read what they want to do to their population on the Georgia Guidestones. I didn't put those up. You didn't put those up. No one knows who did put it up. But that was your goals.
You could go read the Georgia Guidestones and then go walk through the Denver International Airport.
There you go.
There's lots of things. And, you know, I've been around the block. A lot of these things, I could tell the difference between a PSYOP, a psychological operation, where you're attempting to influence information. You know, they do a lot of things to mess with. I'm going to bring up a completely different topic, but just to give an example. Have you noticed the talk recently about UAPs and possible intelligent life from other
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's not get into the, because you or I am a less scholarly man when it comes to the Bible than you would ever be. I've only read it about 5 or 10 times, depending on how boring service was when I was a kid. But the fact is, as we sit here and look, we know that there's an intention here, correct? I mean, we know that there's an end game.
Of course.
Would you agree to that? Right. So I'm wondering myself as we sit here and look at this and go, okay, if this is the end game and they have no qualms about sharing that with us, then maybe we should start taking a deeper look and taking these signs around us and applying them and talking about them and more openly. We need to stop pretending that this battle isn't happening, because it's been foretold Absolutely. For centuries.
Absolutely. And I do believe it's terrestrial, but not from other planets. These are demonic activities we see all around us, and they are around us.
I apologize. I lost my own train of thought on that, but I mean in that vein. But why would they bring it up now? First of all, I've been non-knowing. I don't know. I don't know if it's some are angels and some are demons. I don't know if they're all demons. I don't know if it's – I'm not going to claim to have the answer for that because that would take away from the mystery of God, and I'm not going to even try and touch that. What I can say for a fact is there is nothing that I trust coming out of my government at this point because Amen. I have years of proof of their lies,
Amen.
Their deliberate
lies. Absolutely. 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 I've written a few books, and one of the chapters I wrote was entitled – patriotic idolatry. Patriotic idolatry. And that's what we become, a nation. We call ourselves patriots, but we worship the things, our nation. We worship our flag. We worship our leaders, which is totally idolatry. Anything contrary to the laws of God that we follow is idolatry. And we've seen so many things contrary to the Word of God in our government, in our military, in our society, period. And I will not bow down to that. And I don't care what anybody says. I never have. And I'm not going to now. Once I have my eyes open to the truth, I haven't done it since then. I tell you what, I want to take a phone call a second. Before I do that, tell the folks, I want to do this. Please don't feel bad about this. I want to tell the folks real quickly about your beef and how they can get some of it if they want to try a little bit of it.
Well, I would love to be able to provide it to anyone. As a matter of fact, I don't have a promo code. Let me think of one real quick, and then I'll make sure it's put in there. But why don't we go, Pastor? Can we put Butch on there?
Sure.
Okay. So I tell you what, folks. First of all, go to the website. It's wholecows.com. Our company is Prepper All Naturals and Prepper Organics. This is from the Prepper All Naturals line. We have our original beef. This is all sous vide. That's a French style of cooking where it's cooked in water. It has no preservatives, no additives. It's pasteurized and cooked to the appropriate temperature for the cut, and then it's freeze-dried. And it's good for 25 years. It's shelf-stable. If you go to wholecows.com and you use promo code Butch, we'll make sure that we get you 15% off and free shipping. I know that I stand behind this product so much that I've squirreled it away entirely for my family. Everyone, my partner's going to be upset one day when they realize that. But that said, we are so proud of the work that we're doing this isn't going to buy me a Ferrari, Pastor, but it will. I can have the peace of mind in knowing that. I know we are providing a necessary product to people to be able to sustain their families and to have that food security. And if it's something you prepare for, and I'm sure that you speak to your own congregation about this, but you have to prepare over time. It isn't something – we're not squirrels. We can't just grab it all in one quick fall run around. You have to collect daily throughout – you have to collect monthly. You have to collect over time. You have to make sure you get the right equipment, that you have – the ability to get fresh water. You know, look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Do you have the ability to get fresh water? Do you have the ability to do sanitation? Are you growing a garden? You know, our garden on our property is just grows every year. And are these things that you're doing to prepare yourself? And we just want to be a part of that. And we want to be able to provide people with something that they can depend on. And that's our only goal. Something that you know is safe, that you know that, and I will stop. And that's not an exaggeration. There's not a single bag that's going to go out that has an mRNA injection in it, that is full of a bunch of GMOs. I would rather not have a company than ever provide that.
Good for you. Bless your heart.
And we're already double sourcing out of out of Idaho. We're looking at ranchers. It takes about a year to build this relationship. But we're going to get a second source as well because based on, as you mentioned earlier in your program, the Texas governor can't be trusted. We know that. And I have no doubt in my mind that when he's given the push come to shove, he's going to push mRNA vaccines even out here. We don't provide pork as a company. We had chicken and beef because as a company, pork, we know pork isn't even safe anymore.
I agree. And very quickly, in case a lot of my folks do not have computers, is there a number they can call to ask prices of anything on?
Absolutely. Let me give you a phone number for that real quick. One moment.
You
catch me when I'm not. But, no, you have to. catch me when I'm not prepared. That would be the one thing I didn't have on me. The phone number for that would be 435-770-2730. That number again is 435-770-2730. That's a direct line that you can call in, and they will help assist you in putting it into the computer to be able to make sure that we can process out those orders. And right now, due to high demand, we are expanding our facilities. We've been doing it almost weekly. We just moved into a new facility 2 weeks ago just to be able to handle this. But we have pushed out till about the 27th of June. However, we have the cows already processed, and I anticipate they'll be out before then. I just don't want to make a promise I can't keep.
All right. Well, let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, thank you so much for your guest tonight. I could sit down there for hours and get an education on this. The food supply is in trouble. And many European, look at Europe, what they're doing to the Netherlands. The New World Order is going to destroy all that. They want to go to GMO.
Yes.
All these vaccines, they started back in the mid-70s. When I was in high school, I refused to take that flu shot. I didn't take it. And Mary Tyler Moore went public as an actress, said, do not take it. They immediately stopped it. And then the 1980s happened, and then we had the AIDS epidemic. Under who? Fauci. So they had the AZT and all more and more things that were going on, and then they brainwashed, well, Splenda's good, and then they got the pharmaceutical companies all corporate tyranny is what they've done to the people. And here we are with COVID. I call it the COVID scamdemic. It's not a plandemic. It's a scamdemic. It's a new world order. They all knew it. Fauci did it. But you're absolutely right. If we don't eat healthy, this is a eugenics program, what they want to do to us. They want to ruin the lives of everybody they can, and this is a global new world order takeover. They want to destroy much as they can. And, you know, I wanted to bring up somebody. You bring up the vaccines. Vera Sharav is a Holocaust survivor. She was a child, and she is very against the vaccines. And you can go to her website if you can get a hold of her. She's been on many, many talk shows about how deadly the vaccine experience since in concentration camps to this day, all the way up to Pfizer. And this is, we got to get informed. And number one thing I want to also say that we got to get healthy. Get healthy. Get with your local farmers. Now, here in Kentucky, we have farmers markets. Now, on this broadcast, I'm going to put it in my file, and I'm going to go out and reach out many, many farmers out here and educate them. Thank God we don't have any Bill Gates land that's been bought up out here, because there's a lot of farmers that do know about this tyranny. But, Butch, let's get active. This is a spiritual battle that I'm seeing and just praying. And I'm in that Ezekiel 38. You're talking to that, and Ephesians 6:12, the New World Order. It's all there. We've got to get back to Christ and God, and get with people now, or it's going to be too late.
I totally agree, Chris. Good info. Thanks for calling. Any comments about that, Jason?
And there's so much to unpack there. Is Crystal on the line?
Yes.
Go ahead. So I want to touch back on one of the first things you said right there. It's very interesting because you go back to the swine flu vaccination program that they pushed out. Are you guys? I'm sure have read the stats on that, correct? How quickly they pulled that product from the market?
Yes. Yes.
And how many deaths it was?
I don't
back
remember.
Back in '76, it was like 1,000. They stopped it immediately. Yes.
Yes. Okay, and how many people died from this vaccine?
Oh, my.
It was like, I think about 800, something like that, in 1976.
What's changed? So, and then people would say, well, the government or it maybe got whatever, but I'm going to bring up one more point, the Tuskegee experiment. The government proven, and that's just one of 50 I could bring up, but the government has proven, I mean, my goodness, they came out 2 weeks ago and admitted finally that they've been putting down chemical trails in the sky. I can't even believe that. Like, they actually came out and brought news crews out and took them around to show them that they've been putting aluminum in the air for the last 20 years to alter our weather. So when I say all of this, bring it up and tie it in, because it's very interesting that you brought that up, but what has changed? And I think the only thing that has changed at this point between now and then is that they've gotten much better at marketing their death plots. They're just better at it. And they've gotten better than we have, because for some reason the absolute truth in the Word of God is not enough for some people, because it requires faith, whereas the constant repeated lies that they hear in other places is somehow more comforting, because the rest of the herd is moving along with it.
That's very true. And not only that, over the last 50 years, they've had more opportunity to dumb the people down.
Absolutely. And so it's talking about Bill Gates buying up farmland, and you're absolutely right. Go to farmers markets where you can. More importantly, gather up your heirloom seeds and start tilling your land and getting ready. One of the things that we're going to be doing in the next month is starting up a cooking network where we're going to be showing people how to not survive, but thrive in the apocalypse, because we think people just maybe they don't need to think about how they're going to be eating gruel, right? I don't know what a beef crumble is whenever somebody sells that, but where people can turn around and use their vegetables and learn how to can and do all these things that are just forgotten arts that even our parents knew, and that we need to be prepared. We need to be honest about what it means that's coming forward, and it's going to happen very quickly.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
God bless
Good
you, Jason.
Call. Thank you. Folks,
God bless
open
you,
sir. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. So you've been in the beef business, and you said for how long again?
So we started our company a year and a half ago officially, but of course I began researching this about 2020 as far as this form of business, as far as creating working with supply chains and things of that nature. That's an inherent job within civil affairs. So therefore, I've been working in some form of that for the last, roughly 20 years.
Well, I have to say this, and we don't get much detail in life about this, but Jason has been hurt physically quite a bit. I mean, it really has. Most people have been sent back, drawn off some kind of welfare system somewhere to pay bills, and wouldn't even put any effort to do anything, to change anything. This man's out there still in the front lines, although he's disabled many different ways, still in the front lines, taking a stand for this country and for our children's sake. My goodness, folks, I can't think of anybody else that that I'd rather work with than somebody like Jason. Someone has a courage to stand and tell the truth. That's why we have New Manna Foods on here. I mean, Daniel Brigham has told the truth on radio many, many times over and over. I mean, he's taking a stand. I want sponsors who will stand for the truth, and I shame to admit it. And Jason, I have to tell you what, I'm really first time I talked to you here a week or so ago, I was really thrilled to hear your story and know that you're still a young man and what you've stood for and what you stood against, and to know that you're now offering something that everybody can use, and I'm sure the prices are fair. What size containers does your beef come in?
So we send them out in Mylar bags for easy storage. They're obviously completely blacked out so that they can last 25 years if put in a shelf in a cool, dry environment. But they come in 12-ounce packages. What that equates to is 12 4-ounce portions of beef. So those are adult-sized portions. A lot of times we didn't want to get confusing. A lot of people like to use weird math, and when they do survival food, somebody will sell you a bucket and say, oh, this will keep your family alive for 30 days, and it's oatmeal. We're very straightforward about what our product is. It's beef. If you take out an ounce of freeze-dried beef and rehydrate it, which is very easy to do, it's unseasoned. There's no preservatives. There's no salt. There's no nothing. And we just use it in regular cooking. We just, put it right into whatever we're cooking that day. My goodness, I'm going to blank on that. My kids have been making me make this.
Beef stroganoff
is what they've been having me make. Because once you're rehydrated, it's just as if we just took it out of the sous vide cooker. We're real proud of that. I mean, this takes a lot of work. And it's funny you say that. I don't think I do everything I can working-wise. Obviously, I have employees that do most of the manual. I can't walk around carrying boxes of meat. But I'm there all the time. And, we've been putting in 22-hour days over the last couple of weeks because the demand was so high. We were shocked at the demand. We knew that it was needed, but we did not realize how much people agreed that it was needed.
And how many types of how many varieties do you have in the beef?
So we have our original, which is everything again from. So we don't use any of the spares. Matter of fact, we cut off all the fat as well. So you're not. This isn't like the hindquarters. This is like. So our original flavor is, you know, your tri-tip, your sirloin, your chuck, your brisket, all of those things. It's all those parts of the cow. So the only three that we separate. And it's because people were requesting it, so we did, is the ribeye, the filet mignon or tenderloin, whichever you would call it, and the New York strip. Those bags are a bit pricier, but we found that what a lot of people are doing is they're buying a four-pack of our beef and using a discount, and again, with free shipping, they get it. But they'll throw in one of the other bags because it's interesting, and I got to tell you, there is a difference between them. I'm proud of it because it means we're doing a good job. But the original is not it's not like we have those three meats and it's just a bunch of junk in that pack. If anything, it's actually probably we're underselling the value in there because it really is the best parts of the cow. It's the whole cow minus the things that we don't have any ground beef. We don't we actually do very good on our conservation. I'm going to bring this up, Pastor, since we're on here. We have a couple of things we're proud of. All of our beef blood from our processor goes to help fertilize local farms from co-ops. These a lot of Christian co-ops around here that we send out hundreds of gallons of either cooked broth or beef blood for them to use in helping fertilize their fields. We do not process any scrap waste. We do have people that raise hogs on their own that are local. For their family sustenance, and we ship that out to them. All of our water is captured from our freeze dryers and reused in gardens because it's actually a protein water. I like to call it conservationism, not environmentalism. I'm a conservationist. The Lord put us as masters of this dominion, but at the same time, we're also shepherds.
Absolutely.
We're meant
absolutely.
To take care of
we're
it.
Stewards of and, it. We're stewards of it, yes.
Correct. So not only do we go out of our way to make sure everything from our oxygen absorbers and our plastic wrap is made here in the United States, and that is a commitment from our company from the very beginning. But on top of that, we are doing everything possible. We donate a lot of the leftover parts of the cows. The ground beef goes to other places and the bones and other things like that. We make sure it's all utilized. But in the future, we're looking forward to even bringing in broth and other things like that.
Okay.
We want to use the whole cow. But
I hate to cut you off. We're flat about out of time, folks. The phone number again to call is 435-770-2730 and mention my name. If you want to order something, get a discount and your website again, then the go through is what again?
It's whole cows as in wholecows.com.
All right. We'll be in touch, Jason, I promise, and someday I'm gonna come down and see what you're doing down there. Have a great evening.
Oh,
I'll talk
to you
soon again, okay? God bless
you. Thank
you,
Pastor.
All right, see you in the office tomorrow, my friends. Have a great night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.